Always been fascinated how people adopt a favorite team, why they do this, how long they hold on to it. And Bob Costas once said, and I think he's exactly right, the teams that become your favorite teams when you are a child should always be your favorite teams. They are in your blood. So what does an organization have to do to drive you away as a fan? Because the teams that you root for as a kid, it's like developing a relationship with your parents or your siblings. That's as tight as you'll ever be with anybody, most likely. Now, there are some things that a parent or a sibling could do to you to drive you away, and you have estranged family members. But for the most part, our parents and siblings are the people we will always be the closest to. And it's the same thing as a kid when you first become a Dallas Cowboys fan, and all you want to do is put a Cowboys pennant on your wall and watch the Cowboys and maybe meet Roger Staubach one day. That's all you think about, and that's in your blood. And I've always been fascinated by the person who used to be a Cowboys fan, but they're not. What drove them away? Well, we had a really crazy story this week. And this was from the Bill Simmons podcast. He had Ethan Hawke, the actor, on. And Simmons asked him, who's your team? And Hawke said, I've been a Knicks fan for a long time, but I got kicked out of the Garden. They won't give me tickets anymore. Hawke continued explaining that he went on some talk shows, notably Jimmy Fallon, and badmouthed the team over the firing of Mike D'Antoni. And as a result, he says he's been left teamless. And Simmons said, well, you could buy tickets if you want. And Hawke said, the point is, I'm not wanted. I don't want to go where I'm not wanted. It's hard to be a fan for a place or a team that doesn't like you. And he says, Simmons said, well, it's one person that doesn't like you, that person being the Knicks owner, James Dolan. And Hawke says, you have to understand, since Reality Bites came out, once I was kind of a celebrity, I'd call up the Knicks and say, hey, can I get tickets? Sometimes they wouldn't have tickets, but they'd always hook me up. And then I call up and I say, hey, I need tickets. And they say, that'll be $7,800. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. This is the first time you guys have ever charged me. And they told Ethan Hawke, you should have thought about that before you went on with Fallon and badmouthed us. And so Hawke said at that moment, he stopped being a Knicks fan because they're making him pay for tickets that were never really his to begin with. And then he went on. Simmons tried to give him a couple of exit ramps, and he said that was the same time that LeBron decided to go back to Cleveland, and there was something about him going back that was so cool, so righteous, that I became a Cavs fan. So as the writer of this article says, to recap, Ethan Hawke was a huge Knicks fan until they started making him pay for tickets, and when they did, Hawke, who recently sold his New York City townhouse for $2.8 million profit, took it as an affront, so much so he became a LeBron Cavaliers fan. So that's what it took for Ethan Hawke to give up his fandom of the Knicks. That was his team. That was enough. Has a team or an organization ever done anything to you guys to drive you away?
The whole switch over in 89 to me really is a divider as a Cowboy fan. I still want them to win. But I'm not nearly the fan.
You don't love them?
I don't love them like I did growing up. And I think this job, as we've talked about before, I think this job has affected it.
Yeah.
For us. So we're kind of an unusual case here. But just like, you know, in the 90s teams that won three Super Bowls in 4 years, I was happy for them and certainly grew to like guys like Emmitt and Troy and DJ Moose Johnston and Darren Woodson and all those guys. And it was a fantastic era of football. It was really fun to follow them. But that was not as meaningful to me as
they didn't feel like
Super
yours
Bowl
anymore. 12.
No, they weren't really my team anymore. And I still root for them. I want them to win, but not nearly like I did as a kid. And I think that was the divider. You know, some said, well, I'll never be a Cowboy fan again after Coach Landry was fired. And I didn't go that extreme with it, but yeah, it was different for me. It just it did feel like such a gut kick that it never really was the same after that. And that combined with the job, I think, has changed my degree of being a Cowboy fan. But I still want them to do well. They're still my team.
I think you're the most unstable of all the hosts up here as far as your fandom.
I may be. Because it's like the White Sox. I grew up loving them because we lived in Chicago, and that was about the time when I was gaining sports consciousness, and I picked up the Chicago Tribune, saw their red pinstripe uniforms, thought it was the greatest thing ever, started following them. They were my team. But then after they won in 2005, it just, something switched for me. I was so thrilled that they won it, but even that night when they won it, I didn't feel like it was as personal as it was had the 77 White Sox won it all.
You know,
or the 83 White Sox won it all.
You're the only person that I have ever known that followed a team from childhood through adulthood, and once that team won a championship, you left them.
Ditched them.
I've never known anybody to leave a team after a championship.
I know. And I didn't do it purposely, like, okay, now I can close this book. It just kind of happened organically. And I just
they didn't do anything to
That was great.
And they won a title.
Yeah, they won a title. And even though they got bad, it wasn't like I was mad at them because they were bad. I didn't feel the connection with them anymore. Even that night, I even felt it a little bit that night when I drove down for that game four and they completed the sweep. I just felt I was really happy for them as a White Sox fan, and I was with even a bigger White Sox fan and Mickey, who went down with me. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, grew up going to games with his dad, and it was a very emotional night for him. For me, it was cool because I never thought I'd see him win a World Series, but at the same time, I just thought, yeah, you know, I think I've kind of moved on somehow from this team.
So, in other words, you didn't leave them after they won the World Series. You had left them before that.
A little bit, and then I think after they won the World Series, it just kind of closed the door
completely
on it.
Fell off.
Yeah, and I just, you know, And again, I think this job affected it. We, you know, go day by day with the Rangers now, and it's just I feel so much more connected to them, and I've lived here for most of my life than I do with the White Sox. I'm still very connected, if it makes any sense, with the 70s White Sox, just like I am with the 70s Cowboys.
Right.
But these guys now, just they don't move my needle.